Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
There's a girl on the street in a trash bag dress. There's a baby in her belly and milk in her breast. And I'm crossing the street 'cause she's acting so wild. But she used to be me and she's somebody's child. And spare a little thought for the down and out, 'cause it's true. If the tables were turned, different, it might be you. Well, look at that man, he lives in his car, 'cause a run of bad luck went and pushed him too far. A woman who lives in a box at the back, when she started out, did her dreams include that? So spare a little thought for the down. The deal was different, it might be you. So leave them on the streets if their families don't care. We've got crow's feet to fill, we've got no cash to spare. The food lines are endless, the shelters are full, and such are the things they don't teach you in. There's a baby in her belly and milk in her breast. And I'm crossing the street 'cause she's acting so wild. But she used to be me and she's somebody's child. You know, she used to be me. You know, she used to be me. Somebody's child.
Judith Owen live at our Pearl Street studio. That was the title track of her latest release, Somebody's Child. Welcome to Laguna Beach, Judith.
Thank you so much.
That is such a powerful track, and it paints a pretty vivid picture.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're from London.
Yes.
Welcome to Laguna Beach.
Thank you.
Is this your first time here?
I've been here many a time, I have to say, because I live in America and in Britain. So I go between the two places. I mean, mm-hmm. I think this album is actually that kind of bringing together of those two worlds. It's both, you know, very influenced by American music, but also it's very classical in its sound, as you could hear right there. And it is about storytelling. The whole album really is about not missing the big stuff, the stuff that really counts in life. Because I'm like one of those people, like we all are, who thinks I have my first world problems. You know, it's pathetic, really. But then, you know, this song was inspired by seeing a homeless girl on the streets of New York City, pregnant and pretty much naked, apart from plastic bags that she was wearing.
Yeah, I heard you talk about that. Tell me about that moment when you saw her and what inspired you to end up writing this song.
Well, I was Christmas shopping. I turned a corner, running around in my busy, I'm so important life. And there she was, just, you know, she was off her head on drugs and she was singing to music in her own head. And she was naked and hugely pregnant, about to give birth. And it was the most beautiful and shocking thing I'd ever seen in my life. And I ran across the street, as all nice people do, to avoid things that scare them. And because I know better than anyone how easy it is for any of us to reach that place in life, you know, and to fall off the edge. And at some point, I thankfully had this sense that I was, you know, that where was my humanity? Because this is somebody's child that I'm looking at. That's somebody's precious child. And I think that's the thing about seeing homeless people in the street. We're all so used to walking past them and just going, ugh, you know, as they ask for money, as they ask, you know, in their state, in their dejection and their filth and everything else. You're just like, oh, what an awful inconvenience. These are human beings. These are human beings who are not there from choice. Believe me. And I love people who always go, yeah, I'm sure she probably earns more than I do. This is probably an act that she... Well, you know what? If you want to go out on the street barefoot in the snow, 9 months pregnant, because you want money, then good for you. That you deserve all the money in the world. So, I mean, I just find this to be amazing, the way people explain or rather argue what's really going on. But it's everywhere.
That's become a big debate in our community as well. You know, we have our homeless community and we have organizations and nonprofits that look out for them, but we also have people who don't want them there. And, it's great to see somebody actually address it and write a song about the hard stuff. Wow. Because it's really, I have a son now, so, but it's hard to think about an adult human that they were a child and they still are.
That's what I was trying to get to.
It's hard to actually imagine that, but it hits home when you actually think about it.
The woman literally that was living, there's a man that was living in a car, and there's a woman that was living in a box out the back of my house for a while. And it's like, you know, when she started out, did her dreams include that? I mean, it's like, no, you see a child full of possibility and hope. You think anybody thinks they're going to end up that way? I know people who are living on the streets or living in their cars because they've been made bankrupt by not being able to pay their medical bills. So, you know, this isn't just...
Nobody knows their circumstance or their story.
This is not just about people who are crazy or on drugs or, you know, schizophrenics. By the way, these are people who should be being cared for. Mm-hmm. And this happened the same time in Britain as it did in America. You know, the idea that it should be just down to the community. You know, I'm using my little quote hands here. But I think it's important to, and I think that's why it was a template for this album. And it's not, you know, it's not on this very, very serious level. But I certainly do like to write, and I think my job is to write songs that have, you know, you want to sing along to them. You love the melodies. You're pulled in by the music. But what I'm saying is emotionally intelligent and demands your attention and is saying something. I mean, that's what I...
Definitely.
It's
a hugely important message. So thank you for singing it. I felt it. I'm sure our listeners felt it too. And that's my struggle on a daily basis, is trying to realize that it's not about me. So so I appreciate
that.
Yeah. it's not about me all the time. And thank you for sharing that. If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Judith Owen. She just performed the title track off of her latest album, Somebody's Child. And you're here with a pretty amazing band. Do you want to introduce them for us?
I absolutely want to.
Thank you.
Well, for starters, let's work from the ladies first. Ladies first. I've actually got my gorgeous British string section with me here. Okay, so I don't feel like I'm left out. And gorgeous they are. We have on cello a longtime collaborator of mine, the fabulous Gabriella Swallow.
Hi, Gabriella.
As it goes. On violin, the equally gorgeous, Lizzie Ball. Thank you. On percussion, all the way from Lisbon, Portugal, the fabulous Mr. Pedro Segundo.
Pedro.
Peter II, he's fabulous.
Welcome.
And then we have to leave. Well, it really is the best to last, isn't it? Something like that. No, it is. No, stop.
Yeah. Judith, you're leaving yourself for last, right?
We have the legend of the day. That's what we say. We like to bring a legend with us, but we do. I am always so, so grateful and lucky to be working with this marvelous man on bass, the incredible Mr. Leland Sklar.
It's truly an honor to be, if I can say. Let me turn your mic on, Lee. You got one right in front of you?
Yep.
How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. I'm really happy to be here with you guys again. Judith and I came down here a while back and did a little, the two of us in studio, and it was a ball. We had a great time, so it's good to be back.
That was my first time to Laguna. Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was my second time, because I went to the pageant at the Masters. And guess what? Now we're coming back to actually be part of the Laguna Beach, the Festival of the Arts. So I'm beyond thrilled. That's Leland, Pedro, and myself.
I'm really honored to just be in the presence of such an incredible band. But honestly, Leland Sklar, come on, like James Taylor is like my man. He's my guy.
Yeah.
And I named my son Leland after a great grandfather, but with you in mind as well. So I just wanted to say it's an honor to be here in the room with you.
Well, listen, it's an honor to be here too.
And I don't know if you, this is my one connection to you, yeah. Rosemary Butler.
Oh yeah, Rose. I love Rose.
Yeah, I've studied some voice with her, and oh, she's coached me on some recordings as well. So
she's a great vocal coach.
Yeah, she's amazing. But she told me to tell you hello.
We spent years on the road together, and she's pretty special.
Yeah, she is. Rose, beautiful Rose. We love you, Rosemary Butler. All right,
yeah,
well,
that's a perfect shout out. She's a wonderful woman.
She is amazing. Yeah. Such a great voice.
James, this whole thing about introduction to James, believe me, when I was listening to James Taylor in the car singing along with my family, I had no idea. You know, I knew that this sound was special and there was something incredible. This is like a warm bath. And that's James anyway, but the musicians were so palpable. And little did I imagine, of course,
that they were still alive and that we would work with her.
But they were. Little did I know, tisk, tisk, that I would actually get to work with such legends, but Lee's become a real a serious part of my life, my musical life, so I'm a very fortunate person.
Yeah, definitely. Lee's played with everybody, and I graduated CSUN.
Oh, great.
Yeah, good school.
I didn't graduate. I did my 5 years there, but never graduated.
I mean, I didn't graduate either. I dropped out to pursue my music career.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
That's
all right. Well,
I went to Oxford and Cambridge, but I didn't graduate from either. I just want to point that out.
You went there to learn how to speak beautifully, right?
Oh, you're so nice. You are so nice. Right? Well, they wouldn't have me there. They wouldn't. I swear too much.
We'd love to. Oh, yeah. That's something that, unfortunately, we can't do here.
No, I've already
seen
absolutely
We've
no
got the sign.
Did you hear
I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about Lee.
No, Lee doesn't swear that much. I'm the swearer. He's just doing something terrifying.
He uses sign language to express himself.
No, you're number one.
I'm so number he gets through one. Life is pretty much on the finger language. Thank you.
Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Judith Owen. We've got Leland Sklar on bass. We have Pedro Segundo on percussion, Gabriella Swallow on cello, and Lizzie Bell on violin.
Ball, as in I'm bouncing that ball.
That's what I said. I have a different accent than you.
Did you say Bell?
No, Lizzie Ball on violin. And we just heard the title track off of Somebody's Child live in studio. Do you guys think you could whip up another one real quick?
We're ready to do the whole album. No, I'm just joking. So speaking of first world problems, this is another one of my favorites because life is what happens when you're too busy taking selfies. So this is a song I wrote. Let me put my phone away. To say of the try not to be so selfish, it's all about me. Because believe me, I'm your kind of a girl. So this really is about the beast, the monster that we've created. Send me a line.
All right, take it away.
My own broke way of thinking. I knew I'd blown it from the start. Why'd I go and write the things I had to say and second guess myself when it was too late, and now my heart is out there sinking. Oh, body, won't you send me a line, send me a line. Oh, body, won't you send me a line, I'm dying here. I'm dying here. I'm stuck here waiting for your answer. This screen at all, 'cause I could go out shopping, get my girls a call. I am free to go wherever I want, but can't seem to make it out the front door. Oh, buddy, won't you send me?
sometimes. Oh, body, won't you send me a light? I'm dying here. I'm dying here. Send me a line. I'm dying here. But won't you send me a line? Oh, body, won't you send me a line? I'm dying here.
Yes, Send Me a Line. That was Judith Owen and her extremely amazing, talented band live at our Pearl Street Studios. That one got us moving, and I'm pretty sure they could feel that down in the wine gallery below us.
God, I bet they did, didn't they?
Yeah,
I think so. As long as nothing fell off, you know.
Sometimes they blare music down there, though, so we have a little match. Like, I turn it up as loud as I can, and they turn theirs up as loud as they can.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the sharing of music in the worst possible way. We love this. Through the tremors.
Yes. Yeah. Judith Owen, live in studio. That was Send Me a Line off of your latest release, Somebody's Child.
Yeah.
And this is, your fourth or fifth album released in North America?
I'd like to say that, but it's my 11th.
Really?
Yes.
Well, somebody lied to me.
Who's giving you your information? I want to see
probably,
them right
probably
now.
Probably Wikipedia.
Right now. No, I know some of you. Don't worry. No, it is actually my 11th, but it's okay. It's the fourth or fifth that you know about, and that's wonderful. So imagine how much music you've got to discover now.
Yeah, I have to go through the back catalog.
Oh, you've got
now.
To get the back catalog. Badly.
So let's give a shout out to the man who's, I would like to take credit for this incredible mix, but you want to give a shout out to your sound man down there?
Oh, yeah. If you could just only see this, and perhaps you can actually on Facebook Live. No, there he is. Underneath the table that all the equipment is on top of, underneath there, in an elven position, is our fabulous sound man, Gabriella Nicotra, all the way from Italy, and he's doing an absolute stellar job. We played Lago Coronet Theatre last night, did an amazing show, and I think we're all high. Coming from that, actually, last night it was so incredible. So we're all in such a good mood, you know. That'll stop, obviously, you know.
I thought the drive down from LA would have taken care of that.
No,
but you guys look like you're well rested, like you had fun.
Yeah, and I haven't slept all night. I am running on fumes.
Well, you got another. Okay, so this is on the way to your San Diego show this evening.
Yeah.
So for our listeners down in SD, you're playing at Humphreys.
Playing with, basically, this is the last gig on what has been like a month's tour almost, I think, opening for the fabulous Brian Ferry. This is the fourth time he's asked me to open for him, and I am thrilled. So we got to do the Pacific Northwest tour in this last month, all the way up Canada, all the way down, you know, up and down, up and down, up and down. This will be the last one tonight, and I love Humphreys. Oh, boy, do I love Humphreys. So it's going to be a stellar show.
Okay, you say it's the last one. You guys are not doing the Hollywood Bowl on the 26th?
No, we're not.
Okay,
no,
Brian Ferry's up there, though?
No. That's a separate thing to the tour.
Okay.
That is like a special one-off that he's doing with an orchestra.
Okay.
So that's a different thing altogether. So
awesome.
The tour actually ends with us, with
all right,
this
situation.
Well, I'm going
to go return my tickets to the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, bless your heart.
But if you guys would like to catch Judith Owen opening for Brian Ferry tonight in San Diego at Humphreys, this is your last chance.
The last chance to actually see this amazing situation. I'm very fortunate that to have been invited on, because he's a fan and he asks fans to, he asks people he loves to do this. You know, I think it's turned into a really beautiful situation where, you know, we get to open, I get to open with this wonderful audience who really get it. They're the right audience for me. I really get them ready for the his show. It's like a gorgeous, gorgeous thing that happens.
If this is your fourth time on the road with him, it must be a great...
Fourth time, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really
there is a kind of magical feel between the two of us. And also we know all the musicians. It's like family. We know everyone. It's just like it's a very wonderful feeling being part of this.
All right. So tonight at Humphreys in San Diego, catch Judith Owen opening for Brian Ferry. But this is not your last show in the area, because you are coming back to Laguna Beach on August 29th. For the Festival of Arts on the main stage, starting at 5:30 p.m. Is it just going to be the trio here?
It's going to be the hardcore trio.
Awesome. So Pedro, you and Lee.
Yeah. So it's Pedro, Leland Sklar.
Where are the girls going to be?
They've already wondered where has mommy gone, because it's been a while. It's a bit of a bummer, but hey, it's. We're used to doing this in many, many forms, whether it be me solo, me with a duet with Leland, trio, you know, quintet, and then it gets even bigger when we get the viola in there as well. So it works on many, many levels. This is my favorite way of performing it. However, it's quite magical, because it just changes every single time, you know, and the core of it, we are now like so... so intuitive with each other, as you can probably see watching us.
I think our morning host, Jason Fetty, also a Brit, he's from Leeds.
Yes.
He was going to be, you know, helping out with this session, and he was going to probably try to sneak in and jump in. So unfortunately, he lost his voice. So let's give Jason a little shout out. And we love him here. He's like the voice. He's the voice of KX. And he's such
really?
A talented singer-songwriter as well. He's amazing. I actually have been following him for a long time, like before I even started working here or anything.
Did I meet him the last time we were down here? We did meet. That's exactly
Jason Fetty. Yeah.
He's wonderful.
He sends his regards.
Oh, great. Jason. Yeah. Well, Jason, best. It's Judith saying hello to you. Just you. And you alone. The voice.
And Mrs. Pickles, his little dog.
Pickles' his dog?
Mrs. Pickles.
Hello, Mrs. Pickles. Hello.
She would have been here too.
But, I like some pickles.
And then before we move on, there's one more person we have to give a shout out to. That's the man who facilitated this this session, Tom Fay.
Tom Fay. Woo!
He brought the bagels. He brought the coffee. He's running the Facebook Live video. Oh, you came up too late.
I was too busy spackling in the bus. No, I'll get to the bagels later. That's good. Tom, thank you so much. Really, thank you for all of us. As always, he's a diehard fan.
Yes.
But I'm very excited about the Festival of Arts, because the only time I came down here really, I mean, properly, was to go to the, you know, Pageant of the Masks. I mean, that's this is all I know, and I kind of glanced and glimpsed some of this. I'm very excited.
August 29th.
Yes.
At the Festival of the Arts. That is next Tuesday.
I know, next Tuesday.
Okay,
main
seriously,
stage.
I haven't been to the festival this summer yet. So I'm going.
I think that's.
I'm just
where
looking at my.
Going.
This is yeah.
That's where you need to go.
My buddy's in the show. He's a sculptor. It's his first year, and he keeps bugging me why I haven't come to check him out yet. John Hartle, giving him a little shout out.
I have a horrible feeling that I'm gonna leave with just a lot of art and just lose money, a lot of it.
Well, I'm gonna be there. Seriously, maybe I can bring my little Leland and our little family. That sounds awesome.
That would be
all right.
Fun.
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. So I hope you guys will join us. That's this coming Tuesday. August 29th at the Festival of Arts, main stage, 5:30 p.m., Judith Owen Trio. Yeah. And they'll be playing lots of tunes.
We will be
lots
playing everything. Well, not everything.
Are you going to play hot stuff today?
Charge, pretty much. But we'll also be playing some nice, some things to get you in that beautiful, just about the end, slightly the end of summer vibe, you know, because it will be glorious. It'll be a glorious day. So.
Slightly end of summer. I don't know. It can extend. It can go
We're
for a while here.
Officially.
It's going to go. I feel it's going to go to November. We're going to have summer till November here.
Well, down here, definitely. But we're going to keep the vibe going. We're keeping it going.
All right. What's next, Judy?
Well, I figure that being that we're out on the road with Brian, and that this is the last show tonight, I could not do this song. It's my version of one of his songs, one of my favorite songs pretty much that he's ever written. And it's a delight. And I love doing covers. I made it work for me. I made it kind of my own by really... making it not about romance, but about the fact that when you're on the road, you get very lonely and you miss the people that you in your life. My husband, God knows, dare I say it, my dog, more than anything, because he can get on a plane. But so this song became for me a thing about, you know, really how life doesn't mean quite as much if you don't have the people who laugh, they're with you, because, of course, there is nothing more than this.
Beautiful. Judith Owen, live on Human Crafted Radio. Judith Owen's take on a Brian Ferry tune, More Than This, live in studio. That was absolutely breathtaking.
Thank you so much.
You have such an incredible voice.
Thank you.
Had a lot of girls come through, a lot of voices, and sometimes they all sound alike, but you have never heard your voice before like that.
Thank you so much. That's actually the nicest thing you could ever say, really.
It's because, very unique.
You know, you tend to go through life thinking, oh God, I'm not fitting in and I'm not part of what's fashionable now and I'm not really the sound that everyone wants, because it's not, it just doesn't do that. It's of its own thing, I guess, because I'm singing from the heart and I'm not really
Well, what's your background? Like, where'd you get started singing? Do you have like a background in a classical training?
You know, what's amazing about this group, and I think that's why we play like a mini orchestra. That's why these musicians I'm so lucky to work with. It's very orchestral because we're all classical artists. You know, that's where we come from. We're all classical babies. And although I wasn't really a classical musician per se, my father was an opera singer, a very successful opera singer at Covent Garden in London. And I actually learned to sing, and this is not a joke, impersonating him as a little girl. My sister and I would just be impersonating him as he did his scales in the morning before he went off to work, to the opera house. And there was a piano there. My sister was she's my older sister. She's a great pianist. And so there was always music in the house, but unusually, even though we were so steeped in classical music and opera, my mother and father were huge jazz fans. They were huge. Actually, they were just huge black music fans. That's the truth. So whether it be, you know, R&B, gospel, blues, jazz, it was absolutely, that's what we were listening to all the time. And then I discovered Stevie Wonder and Aretha Franklin. Yeah, and then you throw in really depressing folk music and then James Taylor and then you hear where this is all from.
Yeah,
so
definitely, I can hear those roots for sure.
Yeah.
Real quick, Jason Fetty says that he's been playing along with the kazoo. So he says hi, Judy.
You know what? I think that's a beautiful thing. That's almost bringing me to tears, Jason. Was he playing along on the kazoo too, More Than This?
Yeah. Yeah, he texted me at the end of More Than This.
Yeah, Jason, so. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
The only thing that could actually top that is the didgeridoo. That's all I'm saying. That's the didgeridoo.
Jason, if you have a didgeridoo, please
come down.
Yeah, head on over. You don't need your voice for that, right? You just need you don't need your voice, just your breath.
Jason, you're a hoot. That's a fantastic thing to send in. I love you. I love you. I love your sense of humor. I'm sorry, unless that was serious, in which case that's a fabulous thing that you just.
I am at this point. I'm not sure because you can never tell with Jason whether or not he's being serious.
Well, here's the thing. Regardless, I just love the concept.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
He probably was, to be honest.
So out there.
So if you're just tuning in, this is Judith Owen. She just performed a few songs live in studio, but the last one was a Brian Ferry song, More Than This. You can catch her and her band opening for Brian Ferry tonight at Humphreys in San Diego. It is the last stop on their tour, so make sure to check them out. Humphreys in San Diego tonight. And then come back up to Laguna Beach or stay here if you're going to be here all week, and join us Tuesday next week, August 29th, at the Festival of Arts, main stage, 5:30 p.m. Judith, Lee, and Pedro will be performing, and I'll be there.
Bring your sunscreen and your baby.
I hate sunscreen.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to bring an umbrella at the moment, you know, because a lot of these shows are outdoors, and I am not built for sun. You can't see this, lovely people listening, but...
We should mention, we have the Facebook Live, so go to KX935's Facebook page and you can see this in all its glory.
Yeah, well, I'm a burner. I'm a stroker. So, I've got to be...
Oh, man, Jason keeps interjecting. I can't say what he wrote.
No.
I'll tell you later.
You can't swear. You cannot swear. Jason, I hope you weren't vulgar and rude about me.
No. just vulgar and rude, but not about you.
No, that's
just
all right.
Vulgar
I don't care,
rude.
As long as it's not
in
about
general.
I love rude. Rude away.
I'll tell you where he has his didgeridoo later.
So. I knew what I was going to say. It's either where he wants to put his didgeridoo, or he keeps his didgeridoo, or he found his didgeridoo, wherever, you can't lose. No, it's a win-win. It's a win-win situation.
Anyway, moving on. all right. Do you have another song for us?
Oh yeah.
We need some space.
Yeah.
We need to balance this out.
Can we just balance?
Yeah.
If Jason calls up and says that he's playing along on the kazoo to this one, I give up.
Jason, can you call in because I know you lost your voice, but it might be funny.
Actually, Jason, here's the thing, my love. If you're going to be on the kazoo, then let's just get jazzy right now. And God knows, there is no jazzier instrument than the kazoo.
Maybe an ocarina.
Now, this is a song. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to get a bit jazzy here because it's kind of a beautiful day and it feels like it'd be a really nice vibe. But this is a song I wrote for my husband, who is one of these rare human beings who doesn't think he should give his goodly wife, myself, anything remotely romantic on Valentine's Day because it's a made-up holiday. You know, it's a made-up thing. It's Hallmark. And he doesn't want to give money to them. And so his feeling is you should be like that all the time, not just on the day you're told to.
Okay.
He's right.
And is he?
He is right.
Well, is he?
Yeah, he's wonderful.
Is he romantic like that?
He surprises me with stuff all the time. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
He's incredible. And I to him as well. But I made him suffer for this for about 15 years. And then I pulled myself together. And realized that he was right, but I couldn't apologize or tell him he was right because that would have killed me, obviously, as a wife, and who feels superior. And so I basically wrote this song as an apology. God bless him. So here it is. That's why I love my baby. My man, he don't show it on the outside. My man likes to keep it on the inside. I know, don't go for all those lengthy phone calls. When it's here, don't you know he says it all? And that's why I love my baby. You know, that's why I love my baby. I say that's why I love my baby. And I do, I do. My man, he don't buy me cars and flowers, no, no. No diamonds and none of that Hallmark stuff. Don't go thinking that he's got it easy, 'cause every day, don't you know, he aims to please me. That's why I love my baby. That's why I love my baby. I say that's why I love my baby. And I do. You know that's why, you know that's why, you know that's why I love him. Sit on the inside. I know, don't think he's got no style. 'Cause every day, every day, every day, every day, baby makes me smile. You know that is why. I says why I love my baby. And I do.
Liz Ball with the sax solo. I mean, violin.
I think you're just in love, my man. I think you are. With us all, by the way, with us all. It's not just, you know, this is a democratic state of lovedom. But Lizzie Ball on violin, what the F?
What was that?
Didn't swear.
I thought there were some horns in here, for real. That was so jazzy.
No. Isn't it amazing the way it sounds when it comes in? It really is. It's really quite
Did Gabe
incredible.
Pull some trickery with that, or is that just like, yeah. That's just me?
That's just the...
Genius.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gabriella, why don't you say hello real quick? You have to get back to your kids, right?
Yeah, I do.
Where are they?
They're in London at the moment.
You want to say hi to them?
Hi, Milo. Hi, Bam Bam. It's your mum here. Remember, you have one.
Oh. you girls are just killing it. So great.
Thank you. No, We're really going to miss you next week. I have two families, really. I have my road family and my kids. Yeah. So when I leave one, it's just as difficult.
Well, we're going to miss you at the Festival of the Arts.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you. All right. That's Why I Love My Baby.
Uh-huh.
Judith, you wrote that for your husband, who sounds like a stand-up kind of guy.
He is.
Sounds like he's someone I could learn something from.
You could?
Yeah.
Just remember, your wife is always right.
Harry doesn't
feel that way at all. And that's why, that is the reason why I wrote this song. That's Why I Love My Baby, because he doesn't take the, you know, so I was about to say another rude word. He doesn't take that from me. He's like, no, you know, I mean, me hurling myself on the bed and being hysterical for 15 years every Valentine's Day, screaming like a child, had no effect upon him whatsoever. He was like, this is ridiculous. This is rubbish. This is not how it should be. I'm not going to do it because I'm being told to. And then finally the penny dropped. And then I was just too, I have too much pride to be able
to.
The
wife is always right. Actually, though, like, my fiance, she is always right. That is true, though. And I'm not just saying that because, like, my pride, I put up a fight all the time, yeah. But she's pretty much always right.
All the time.
Yeah.
It's like the old line that if a woman says something and a man isn't there to hear her, is he still wrong?
I love that joke, Lancelot. I really do love it.
Words to live by.
I love it. But in truth, I think that the only thing I can tell you, because my husband and I we're both creators, we're both very tightly wound people who love to laugh a lot and love music more than anything else in this world. But I think the answer to marriage working, apart from many, 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 many days away from each other, I realized this somewhere through, is like the faster you say, I'm sorry, I was wrong, or no, you were right, you're right. The faster you say that, the better.
Oh, yeah.
For both sides.
Cuts down on the misery, yes.
Oh,
the
good grief. The silence.
I'm getting quicker at it, for sure.
The cold, the freeze, it's just not worth it.
No, really, like my time, yeah, the time it takes me to admit I'm wrong, is that's how I know I'm improving as a person.
Good for you.
Is I know that it takes less time for
good
me to say,
oh,
okay, I'm sorry, I was wrong. But I don't hold on to it as long.
It.
I don't hold on to it anymore.
Well, you got a head start, I have to tell you, because I just got too much. I'm so stubborn, and so is he. But we're okay now.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys own Twinkie Records together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what
Swanky means. What does Twinkie mean?
Twinkie is something that Americans are not quite aware of. It comes from pantomime in Britain. And panto is this ridiculous thing that we do every Christmas where men dress as women and women dress as men. And it's a little more technical than that, but basically
sounds like every day at KX 93.5.
Well, no, you know, the women dress up as what, like what is it, like Puss in Boots or something, or, you know, all that kind of stuff, and they're slapping their thighs and going, we're off to London, puss, and it's just dreadful, and men just dress as old dames and are like cackling. It's all very, oh God, it's just, I think it's a direct link from public school, from their, you know, all boys school, I think that's what it is. Anyway, and there's a thing where the baddie, you know, it might be a Aladdin, and the baddies like running around behind Aladdin, and the audience of children supposedly will go, it's behind you. So, and the famous dames, the pantomime dames, one of them is called Widow Twanky. And I have referred to myself since I've been married to my husband, who does this every weekend. I've never seen him at a weekend ever because he does his own radio show. So I'm basically, I've described myself since day one as Widow Twanky. So when my girlfriends call up and go, you're probably not free, are you? Do you want to go? And I'm like, no, I'm free. I am Widow Twanky. So that's why it became Twanky Records.
I'm going to pretend like I understood.
We're behind you.
Part of
I
that.
I love the look of absolute.
My last name is Churchill, and I don't know anything about my.
I was going to say,
I have some family
name, but
overseas. I need to go visit over there.
I think you need to go back to your roots.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
That's on the list.
I know.
But I don't want to open up this can of worms, but I'm also French.
Do it.
I'm also French.
You're also French. How much?
I don't know, like on my mom's side. And then on my dad's side, I'm British.
Wow.
But
you know what? That's actually a really nice mix, I have to say.
Well.
Because you've got the sort of pomp.
Jason makes fun of it a lot.
You've got the pomp.
Jason makes fun of the French part.
You've got both those things together. Yeah, you have you balance each other out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Those two British.
I'm at war. I'm at war within myself.
You are at war.
Yeah.
You hate yourself. You hate each side of yourself. That's really what it is, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, if you're just tuning in, this is Judith Owen, and an incredible lineup of musicians in here. We are just super blessed. If you're missing any part of it or just tuning in late, no worries. I'm going to post the full podcast at our website, kx935.com. We'll have that up for you shortly, but it's not over yet because I'm not going to let you go without playing your latest single, Hot Stuff.
Yeah.
You think you could do that for me?
I think I absolutely can. We were driving, as I said, from Canada all the way to Denver and back up and everywhere in between. And whilst we were driving through the Rockies, of course, there were these ridiculous fires going on. And when we got to Seattle, it was in the hundreds. And it was just like, where are we? What is going on here? Because obviously there's no global warming. And so I thought, you know, I'm releasing an album of or a collection of all my covers, because I really do have a thing for covers. And so I thought, well, you know, this is going to come out next year, but really I want to give this out. I want to send this out to the fans and to the...
You got
to
cover all your bases, you know?
I got to cover all my bases. Thank you. I love that.
With covers.
Are you trying to give me an idea for the title? I think you are.
You can have it.
Covering my bases.
Yeah, take it.
Can I have it?
Sure.
Oh, you... Don't tease me now. So I decided that this really, really kind of, you know, it made sense. So here is my little version of one of my favorite disco songs, of course, which is just fantastic. But basically, at the end of summer, come on, I think I can afford to do something crazy like this.
All right. Hot Stuff. Judith Owen, live on Human Crafted Radio. Take it away.
Sitting here, eating my heart out, waiting for some lover to call. Died about 1,000 numbers lately, almost rang the phone off the wall. I'm looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening. I need some hot stuff, baby, tonight. I'm looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening. Find some hot stuff. Oh, I need some hot stuff tonight. Oh, 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 oh. I need some hot stuff. Oh, 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 oh. Looking for a lover who needs another. Don't want another night on my own. Wanna share my love. Some hot stuff, baby, the sea. I need some hot stuff, baby, tonight. I'm looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening. Gonna find some hot stuff. Oh, I need some hot stuff tonight. Oh, 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 oh. Eating my heart out, waiting for some lover to call. Dialed about 1,000 numbers lately, almost ran the phone off the wall. I'm looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening. I need some hot stuff, baby, tonight. I'm looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening. Find some hot stuff. Oh, I need some hot stuff tonight.
Judith Owen live on Human Crafted Radio with her rendition of Hot Stuff. Not a bad note to end on. That was really, really, really fun.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much for being here. I'm just like, just totally honored to have been a part of this, and you guys made my day for sure.
Thank you so very much. I'm so glad that you invited me. Thank you so much, Tom, for inviting me here today. And we have all enjoyed it thoroughly.
And we're all somebody's child. That's what the takeaway. We're all somebody's child.
Yeah, we're all somebody's child.
Treat each other with some compassion.
Yeah.
We're all, you know,
I know that
we're all here together.
Yeah, it's the big stuff. And the big stuff is usually the smaller stuff in this world, you know. But there's a lot of songs about the planet, the world, simple things like love, the acknowledging, basically about being in the moment, which I think is the hardest thing that any of us can do in life. Be in the moment.
I don't even know what that means.
I know you don't because you have a baby, but you kind of are in the moment, actually, because you've got a baby and it keeps you in the moment, because right now all you can do is basically just exist.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
But that
Little
is actually
Leland.
Being in the moment. So
Little Leland is almost 5 months old and he's my first...
Is he shaving it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't stick on a miniature beard and I don't think I'm gonna take a photo.
We'd be so happy.
I don't think I'm going to make him shave me. I mean, I can do that myself.
But could you just get some fluff and put it on and send it to us? And
absolutely,
know.
I'm gonna bring him on Tuesday to the Festival of the Arts for sure. He's the coolest kid. But I was saying, like, he's my first lesson in being of service. You know,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
I have a responsibility.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
But yeah, this was so awesome, you guys. If you're listening out there, make sure to catch them this evening in San Diego. At Humphreys, they're going to be opening for Brian Ferry. It's the last stop on their tour with Brian Ferry. And then you can catch them here in Laguna Beach at the Festival of the Arts. I'll be there next Tuesday, the 29th. They hit the main stage at 5:30 p.m. It's going to be Judith, Leland, and Pedro. And we're going to be dancing.
So basically, just if you want to find any of these dates, you'll be looking for, look for me, judithowen.net. Like I said, that you'll be able to find all the dates, everything. That I'm doing upcoming, judithowen.net. I will be here.
judithowen.net.
Yeah, with the fabulous Leland Pedro tonight. Humphreys with the full band. But yeah, everything you need to know, judithowen.net.
Thank you so much. And we have some copies of Somebody's Child. Yeah. If anybody wants to call in and ask about that, we have some that you were kind enough to drop by.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm going to take one home. Can you sign one for Leland?
Absolutely.
And I want one more chance to say your name correctly. The beautiful, talented Lizzie Ball. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Zach, for asking us. Thank you, Tom Faye, for getting us here. It's been our pleasure. Thank you. I've enjoyed myself thoroughly. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great show tonight. We'll see you next week at the Festival of the Arts.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Thank you.